This is the Wrestling With Your Calling podcast with Dr. Conrad, Season 2, The Matters of the Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Conrad Davies. For this season, we're going to do a deep dive into the matters of the heart. Proverbs 20 and 5 will be our lead scripture. It says, "The purposes of a person's heart are like deep waters, but a person of understanding can draw them out." I pray that we become a people of understanding who draw out the deep matters of the heart. I'm excited about what you will learn today. Thanks for tuning in. Good morning again. This is Dr. Conrad. You have tuned in to Wrestling With Your Calling with Dr. Conrad. This season, if you haven't been listening yet, I really want to talk about the heart, deep matters of the heart. And I use the scripture Proverbs 20 and 5 as a foundation, where it says the purposes of a man's heart are like deep waters, and a man of understanding will draw them out. And I've been asking the Lord, will you make me a man of understanding? I want to help draw out those deep waters of the human heart. And so I want to help you as best as I can. If you need it, reach out for a consultation. We may go 30 minutes to 90 minutes. It could be 15 minutes. It just depends. Let's get to the core of a matter. Let's examine what the Lord is communicating in your heart so that we can have practical things that come to the surface. We'll draw out those practical things and we can create some action steps of what is next. And so if you need a consultation, feel free to go to my website, wrestlingwithyourcalling.com. And I believe it's /consult. You'll see the actual website in the description of this. And I just click on that link and you can reach out to me for a consultation. We can set up a time, talk over Zoom or telephone, and just really go to the deep matters and just kind of go from there. So anyways, today, as I was processing, I kept getting this thought about a father's heart, a father's heart. Let me see if I can draw this out just a bit. Bear with me. Some of these podcasts, you'll see that I'm trusting some of the wisdom of the Lord over years that he's given to me. I write about this stuff. If you only knew my behind the scenes, since about 2004, I started journaling. So 20 years of journaling, I have thousands upon thousands of pages of journals. I'm looking at my office right now. I've got paper journals up in a box up there. I transitioned over to electronic to keep it there. And I write a lot more because I type faster than I write by hand. I've just got a lot of words that I felt the Lord shared with me, things that have been in my heart. That's a lot. That's a lot. Now consider, the purposes of a man's heart are like deep waters. Deep waters like an ocean. The volume of an ocean is huge. So you have a lot. And so I'm not any special human here. You have a human heart that has a lot in it. But let me tie this back to father's heart. When I start thinking about a father's heart, one of the words that I've learned for in Hebrew for the word desire, it can refer to, if I look at the Paleo Hebrew, which is the word picture portion of Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew that had, when it was drawn in word pictures, is some of the idea there can reference possibly that it's what comes from the father. Desire, what comes from the father, what comes from the father. Now to think, what comes from the father, that really grabbed my attention one day when I was studying it some years ago, because I thought about my own personal story with my own dad. So my parents are immigrants from a small country in Western Africa called Sierra Leone. And it's interestingly, my dad had an agenda. When he came to the United States, he wanted to get educated, more education. Than he came with a bachelor's degree and he wanted to come to get more. And so to get more education, which would provide more opportunities, on and on, he comes because he didn't see opportunity in Sierra Leone. So he immigrates. Well, he passed along that desire to us. My three siblings, I've got two siblings, the three of us, we all have the same degree my dad had. We all have chemistry degrees. My dad has three chemistry degrees, and then he's got one biology agricultural degree. So four degrees, three of them chemistry, one biology agricultural. And we all, as kids, have chemistry degrees. There are five chemistry degrees amongst us three kids. My brother is a PhD biochemist. He has a bachelor's in chemistry and a PhD in biochemistry. My sister has a bachelor's in chemistry and a master's in chemistry. And I have only a bachelor's in chemistry. So here's 5 degrees chemistry that we have. Well, to think, Where did it come from? My dad, his desires, his passion. He pointed us in a direction. And it reminds me of that scripture, as arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are a man's children born in his youth. And so he took out the arrows of the three of us and he aimed them and pointed us in the area of chemistry. Furthermore, my dad was a pretty high level soccer player, even up to what I understand from a national level of his home country. And in that, the desire for sport and activity and exercise came from him, where my brother, I have a younger brother, older sister, and I'm the middle child. And so my sister did track and she's very active. In fact, in one period of time in her world, she was a figure bodybuilder. And I just remember those times for holiday, she'd come with her lunch all packed together. And here's holiday time where we gorge ourselves. And she's got her organized meat and vegetables and stuff because she was training for competitions. And the peak that she reached was just beautiful, just to see her body, her transformation was beautiful. She did track and then later did bodybuilding and just took great stuff. Still to this day works out. I was a Division I soccer player. I had state championships for my club teams in Kentucky when I played here in Kentucky. I still coach to this day. I coach my son. My oldest is 13, and I've been coaching his soccer teams for the last 9 years since he was four. So I'm still active with the soccer community here in our city, Lexington, Kentucky. And my little brother, being a PhD biochemist, he's out in California. He still plays semi-professional soccer. He plays with club teams right now. He's getting opportunities to play in other countries for just to play soccer. He's still going at it, still active, runs regularly, works out regularly. He's very, very fit. And so I'm saying all these things because look where the desires came from. What came from the father? My dad with his chemistry world. And academics, he pushed us academically, his sport world and the world he lived in. And now here's this place of us as children living in that. And so, and then I think about my children, there are certain desires of my heart that I want them to see. So let me give you a quick tagline or statement that really helps me is that I believe children need to see the heart of their father. It helps them to, and sometimes I use the word picture of children need to play in the playground of the heart of their father. Because if not, they're going to play in another father's playground. Because there's something critical about how a kid learns their motor skills, bear the word picture, when they're in the playground of dad's heart. They're picking up this items of, oh, dad told the story about this. And they get to go chew on that, meditate on that. They find their admiration. He becomes hero. He becomes a confidant, a security. He becomes a piece of identity to say, oh, I'm of him. I'm of the seed of this man. And there's something in him that I carry. And so there's something, this rich identity that comes from a father's heart. Now, me saying this, I just had this sense and thought, it's like for some of you, me saying that could be very painful because father may have been absent. Father may have not been present. Father may have not revealed his heart. Father may have there could have been a lot of pain and heartache and turmoil that came from father. And I had those two different elements of my life was related to that. Though I had a very present father. In fact, I grew up in a more father heavy home, very almost a single father home, basically. And so I got to catch different elements of his heart. I didn't get all of his heart. I got to catch different elements of his heart. And there's one thing that's unique about me versus my siblings is that there's sometimes for hours I'd be sitting in the couch in the living room and listening to my dad tell stories for hours, 2-3 hours of him telling stories back in Sierra Leone, stories about what's going on in life and all these different things. And I caught his heart. My sister and brother, just different time period and context, and they just had a different experience. But taking that back where I say it's tender and painful, there were hardships I experienced with my dad. And those, you know, they're tender, but there's still something there that's all part of a father's heart. There's desires that he carries that sometimes he has his own pains and hurts that he didn't know how to navigate because of maybe he's not getting his father's heart's desire or knowing God as father. And the compassion comes there to know that he's human as well. And so though we may have our pains towards our father, there comes a place if we're willing to let the Lord help us navigate these deep parts of our heart, we can start to get compassion for our fathers to realize that they're human. They're human just like we are. And God's intention was not for the human to be the end-all be-all of our life, to always pointing blame at our parents or pointing blame at people, pointing blame at the human condition, the human situation, and always looking to say, well, it's because of this person doing this. And if they didn't do this, I'd be this person. If they would have done that, I'd be this person. If this circumstance worked out this way, then I would have had that, blah, 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 blah. But you know, regardless of where we started, regardless of where our context may be in our lives, the fact is God as Father wants to reveal his heart to you. Like he did with me. When I left the home at 18 years old and I went off to college, the gunk and the pains that I experienced from growing up, I took it with me to college. And I still expressed some of those poor decisions. And some of those things came from foundations that were just poor. But then my second semester of college, I'm 18 years old, I'm at the university second semester, I caught the Father's heart. And I should say, let me be careful about my language. I didn't catch it. He pursued me. Because the Bible is very clear. No one comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws. And God as a Father drew me. And as he drew me, I remember that day so clearly. I'm 18 years old. I was doing some bad things. I was with my girlfriend that night and I just felt convicted. And I did some bad things. And I remember at that time I'd been starting to go to a Bible study. And that the word of God started to speak to me. It had been about 3 weeks since I've been going to this Bible study. And I started to feel convicted. I was like, God, what is going on with me? I didn't know. But the Holy Spirit was drawing me. And I just remember that night after some of those bad things happened, I found myself convicted and ended up reaching out to the Bible study leader. And he led me to the Father. And he told me the gospel. And he told me about Jesus. He told me about Jesus' love for me. And it was the most powerful, changed my life. And the Father came to me, drew me, and he came to me. And as he came to me, he helped me to realize that, hey, I want to show you my heart, son, my heart and what I have for you. So it left me with two questions with the Lord. After I said yes to Jesus that night, it was February of 1999, 25 years ago. After I still cry to this day because he opened his heart to me and showed me how much he cared for me. But it left me with two questions. And the two questions were, why do you love me? And the other question was, who am I? And here's what's powerful about all that, friends, was that eventually over time, he answered the question. Not sure. It didn't take long to answer, but it took some. He said about the question about why do you love me? He says, because I chose to. And I cried, but it settled my heart. He said, because I chose to. It's my choice. And it made me realize that love was a choice. And it just settled my heart. But it's like, man, all the stuff I've done, all the mess, why do you love me? And he says, I chose to. And the place about my identity, well, who am I? He's continuously revealing it. It's that because if the purposes of a man's heart are like deep waters, those purposes are too big for him just to say, Conrad, you are this. It's like me saying, Conrad, you're an ocean. Okay. Think about how simple that conceptualized word of ocean is, but how big, when we think about what we've discovered in the ocean, people are still discovering things. It's still continual. And so if God were to say, you're an ocean, it's a good word picture for the moment, but there's depth to that. And so he continues to reveal and show, and I continue to discover things about who I am, or he actually reveals it to me. And so this podcast season is some of those things that God wants to continuously reveal deep things about who you are. And he wants to show it to you through his word. And he wants to show you things that you've never known before. So that he alone, who has the capacity to reveal and to identify you, that he can start to show that to you. And then you can start walking in a confidence you've never walked in before and start saying, oh, this is just who I am. This is who God has made me to be. And it becomes exciting. And all those things that have lied to you, you start to break its neck and throw it away and throw it in the trash and say, nope, you're a liar. My Father says this about me. Nope, you're a liar. My Father says that about me. But and God starts to reveal his heart to you. He starts to show you that, hey, let me come play in the playground of my heart, because the desires I have for you and who I've made you to be, and because you're of me and you said yes to Jesus, you are of my DNA. Come play in my playground, the Lord says. And you come and play in his playground, he starts to show you more and more of who you are. You're of me. This is what I've called you for. This is why I created you. This is the purpose, is why I fearfully and wonderfully made you in your mother's womb. This is why I drew you and I chose you to be with me. This is why you are who you are. So friends, this morning, be encouraged. Be encouraged, be encouraged. Because the power of what's inside of you comes from you playing in the playground of God the Father's heart. And I want to share with you that the Father's heart is there with you. Be at peace, friends. Have a good rest of the day. Wow, friend. I appreciate your support of this podcast. This season is powerful, and I hope it brings you loads of encouragement, insight, and hope. I hope you listen to these episodes repeatedly and share them with your friends. If you haven't ordered a copy of the book, you can do so at our website, wrestlingwithyourcalling.com. Also, I'd love to coach you. So reach out for a consultation through the website as well. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email me. All the contact information is below or on the website. And be sure to subscribe so that you're notified of the next episodes. I'll be putting out a lot of content this season. Remember, I want you to become an ace. Go be activated, cultivated, and empowered today. Until next time, friends. Shalom. Thank you.